Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having Steve Chandler, also known as Mr. Wonderful, on the show. Steve is an author, a speaker, a corporate trainer, and he's just absolutely outstanding resource for us. He's a pretty good music expert, too, by the way. He knows a lot about music, and maybe the only guy in the world who knows more about rock and roll history than I do. He's the author of a number of books, including 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, The Joy of Selling, Reinventing Yourself, 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back. I'm having to crane my neck just to look over the stack of books I have here in front of me. He's our friend, Steve Chandler. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you for having me. I hope those books are well-worn and not still stiff from never having been opened.
You know what? You're saying that, like, and I know that you're trying to make a little bit of a joke, but I wish you could see these. You know what I do? I mark books with, I dog-ear the corners. Your 100 book, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself book is dog-eared within an inch of its life. And I've got yellow little yellow sticky pads. What do you call them? The 3M pads.
I know what you mean.
Sticky things, whatever you call those things. Uh-huh. They're sticking out of the pages. Do you ever mark a page like that with sticky notes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I like that. And so
I'm flattered then.
No, they're all worn and ravaged basically by me using them. I get a lot of good ideas out of your books.
Good.
They don't call him Mr. Wonderful for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, I know that one of the things you want to talk about today is how to motivate ourselves, and your book, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, has been around for a while, and it's still selling like crazy in a number of languages. But I made this statement to the audience a little bit earlier before you got here when I told them you were coming. After the last 3 years we've just gone through, which is pretty tough, I'd like for everybody in the audience who's still in business after the last 3 years, to raise their hand and reach behind themselves and pat themselves on the back a little bit, because I think you've created a pretty darn good accomplishment by being around after the last 3 years. But you know, Steve, one of the residuals of that is you might not be feeling all that good about yourself. You might be feeling like you've been taking on the chin a lot, and we probably need to just sort of breathe some new energy into ourselves right now. What do you think?
I agree with that 100%. I think we need to step back. I think people in business need to continue to simplify. And I was thinking when you were mentioning 100 ways to motivate yourself, if I were to write that book today, and I still stand by the book and I still give it to people and it still makes a difference, but if I were to write it today, I would call it 2 ways to motivate yourself. Because it boils down to 2. And what I've found, people who really do well, they use one of these 2 ways. They either find something they love to do, or they find a way to love what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they will do one of those 2 things, they will succeed. I've never seen it fail.
What a great way to say that. I agree with you 100%. My mother used to tell me, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah. And you'll also do it better, and you also won't have to motivate yourself. You know, someone who's doing something they really love to do, some hobby or some aspect of their job, time flies, and it never occurs to them to say, I wonder, how do I motivate myself? How can I motivate myself today? The only people who are asking, how can I motivate myself more, are people who are resisting what it is they have to do. They really don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a test we can have for ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, and the people, my clients over the last 20 years, who really find their niche and really learn how to enjoy what they're doing, or learn how to find something that they already love to do, either way works.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who find it, they pass through 4 stages of mastery. And my talks these days are about the 4 stages.
You want to give it to us?
I'll give you one. The first stage is struggle. And all of us can, you referred to that, last 3 years, most of us have struggled. The stage is called struggle, and anything you learn, like the piano, the electric guitar, that first stage is struggle, and you keep mm-hmm. telling yourself, I can't do this, I got to get out of this, I mm-hmm. can't do this.
It's just too hard.
It's too hard. I'll never master this.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, right. Well, why did I get into this? Why did I think sales would work? Why did I think starting my own business was a good idea?
Yeah.
The second stage is
hold on to that thought, because I want you to hold on to the second thought, because I want to have time to get into that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 22. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend Steve, Mr. Wonderful Chandler, the author of 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, and one of my favorite books, one of his four that I have in front of me, 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back. Let's let the Marshall Tucker Band take us out. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. A little Chicago for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Beverly Williams, who's one of the world's top home-based business experts. And then Ray Brown's going to join us. We're going to talk about mortgages. We're going to talk about how to do a good job of getting a mortgage on your home or your property. And then after that, Joan Pride's going to be back with us. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. We gave her last week off, and she'll be back for her regular weekly visit with us. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend Steve, Mr. Wonderful Chandler, the author of 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself and also 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back. I still like that book, Steve.
Well, thank you. And I want your audience to know that Mr. Wonderful is a phrase that you have come up with. I do not bill myself that way.
Well, but you haven't said, oh, please, Jim, don't call me that anymore.
No, I haven't fought it.
But it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, I kind of like it, but it is something you've come up with, not me.
Hey, you were about to tell us your second of four
stages of mastery. Stages. The first stage is struggle. Second stage is understanding. And that's when we finally arrive. If I'm learning to play the guitar, I struggle, and finally I get an understanding. Oh, I get it. I see it. I'm starting to understand how
when the light
works.
Comes on.
Yeah, I'm starting to understand it. And those of us who have our own business or a home business, we hit that level. I'm starting, through my mistakes, to understand how to do this. Now, the problem is most people stay stuck there. They keep trying to understand it more, and so they go to seminars, they go to workshops, and for years and years they try to increase their understanding, not knowing that there are two more stages to mm-hmm. go up into.
Mm-hmm.
And the third stage is liking it. And that is where I look for ways to like what I do. Because one thing you can't escape, even though it sounds soft, if you don't like what you do, you're never going to be great at it. You're always going to struggle. It's always going to be a problem.
You're always going to be putting up barriers. You're going to be putting up barriers yourself. Barriers, what I call barriers to excellence.
Yes. And they're self-generated.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come from the outside. They don't come from circumstance. Oh, it looks like it.
And the reason why this is after mastery is because now you really don't even think about what you're doing anymore. You're just enjoying what you've accomplished.
That's right. That's exactly right. You're able to stay focused on you know you're doing the most important thing at any given moment. You're focused on it, and you're moving from thing to thing. It never occurs to you to take a time management course. Well, when you get into stage four, that's where I'll tell you that you'll never take a time management course in stage four. Stage three, you're exploring with liking it. Mm-hmm. You're starting to like it. You're finding other ways to like what you do. Stage four is pure enjoyment. That's Michael Jordan at the top of his game.
Rapture.
Yeah, there's no time stands still. You're at the top of your game. You have a sense of mastery. And that's when you really, that's where we all would love to be, and that's where it all falls together.
Do we ever get there, though? I mean, and do we all really want to be there? Because then, once you get there, isn't that like the last place?
Well, you know, enjoyment is a wonderful thing. It's not like complacency or being blissed out or being on heroin.
Which I wouldn't know about, and I'm sure you wouldn't either.
No, we wouldn't know about that. Southern Comfort, maybe, but not heroin. But the thing is, I don't believe it. I think pure enjoyment. You watch Michael Jordan. People like that, they work harder. Jerry Rice in football, mm-hmm. they enjoy it so much, but they also work harder.
They're the first ones at the stadium, aren't they?
Yeah. They get there early. They stay late. And because that work isn't a burden to them, even though it's still hard, when you're in the enjoyment phase, you start to build in the tough part. But you're in charge of it. The world doesn't hand you the tough part anymore. Because you've mastered that whole concept that things come from the outside. They don't. They come from the inside.
Don't we have multiple things in our lives in these four stages? I mean, while we're blissed out, as you say, in one area, we're in the struggle part of something else. We kind of move over, take one step sideways, and start a parallel universe of something or other.
Yes, we do. And this is tragic for a lot of people in business. They've learned the four stages of mastery in business, but then at home in a relationship, they're still in struggle.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in making someone else wrong and have the relationship be about right and wrong. The best thing anyone can do is apply this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the 100 ways to motivate yourself, it has universal application. It's not just motivating yourself for business, but it talks about relationships and raising children and every aspect of your life.
Yeah, and I said this many times before. I think I said it earlier this week. It amazes me, Steve, the people who are 50 years old. This is something I've been seeing all my life. They're 50 years old, and they're making the same mistakes they were making when they were 25.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what. I mean, I make plenty of mistakes. I'm going to make plenty of mistakes today. But God help me, I hope they're not the ones I made 25 years ago.
Well, and that's how the world is set up, so that those mistakes will be made until you get it and you move on. It's like mm-hmm. someone in 12-step recovery. You hit bottom. Until you hit bottom, which means until you got your ultimate wake-up call that this will not work, it cannot work, it does not work, you won't have wisdom, you won't move on.
Yeah.
So the reason those people are making the same mistakes is they don't have the lesson yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistakes are really there for a good reason. The mistakes are there to teach that lesson.
Failure is an important alloy, or a component, I should say, in the alloy that is success. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Steve Chandler. Stay with us. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Steve Chandler is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the last name is spelled just like you think it would be spelled, Chandler. Steve Chandler, that's the name on the books. If you want to check anything out that he's written online, or you can type that name in, or if you see him in a bookstore, pick up the book and take a look at it. See if it's something you like. When you pick it up, just know that it's already been approved by me, if that means anything. And because anything Steve does is outstanding. And Steve, any particular place you'd like to direct us to find your books?
Well, Amazon.com is always the most reliable. They've got all the books, all the CDs, all the tapes. And
oh, yeah, I forgot about the CDs and tapes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of CDs and tapes. And by the way, anyone who listens to your show and is a loyal listener, I will send them a CD for no charge whatsoever if they'll email me and say, I listen to Jim's show. Send me your CD.
All right. Give us that email address.
100ways@compuserve.com.
Well, thank you for making that available. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I want to reward the people who endure your program.
That's right. That's right.
Over,
well, I appreciate
and over.
You. I appreciate you compensating them for this endurance test that they've got. Okay, Steve, let's help them as we wrap up the hour. Let's help them get motivated a little bit.
The best way to get motivated, paradoxically, is to slow down, not speed up. People are trying to go way too fast. They need to slow down, take it easy. Before they go into that special meeting with a special client, they need to sit out in their car for 2 minutes, take a deep breath, get centered. If they're a spiritual person, offer up a prayer or meditation and stay centered, stay calm, stay peaceful, because their best thoughts will come from their wisdom. They don't come from left brain figuring stuff out, which is the crap we get into all day. Wisdom is the answer. It's not logic.
But, boy, it's hard to get into that place, though, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, it takes practice.
With the alligators chomping at us. And
it takes practice.
Yeah. What do we do to get into that? To get beyond, let's think about your four steps again. What you're just describing requires us to struggle at first, and then to master, and then to enjoy it. I mean, we need to apply that process to what you were just talking about.
Yeah, if you're on the right road, it doesn't matter how fast you're going. If you're on the wrong road, it doesn't matter how fast you learn how to go. It's finding that right road and then enjoying it. And I used to have a friend who wore a little timer on his belt. And every so often it vibrated, and it was a signal to him to take a deep breath.
Huh.
And he said it changed his life.
I'll be darned.
Totally. And he's now CEO of a really big development company.
Wow. You know, we were talking a minute ago, just as we went to the break, about setbacks and failures and things like that. I think that we need to embrace failure. I think that we need to recognize that we're all going to fail every day. And remember what I'm not sure who said this, but I think it was Thomas Jefferson, best I can figure out, who said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And how important, you know, I mean, Steve, you and I talked about this. We had a little fun with this before we went on the air earlier in the hour, about how much failure has meant to us, and how much we've learned from our failures, and how much we've been able to build success off of our failures.
Yeah. I agree. The worst part of failure is our emotional reaction to it. A great quarterback will run back out after throwing an interception as if he never even threw it, as if it never happened.
If you fear failure, you will be paralyzed, won't you?
Yeah. Yep. You really will.
You cannot fear failure. And another thing that somebody told me once, Steve, was make lots of decisions. If you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them the right way.
Right. And the other thing, why even call it failure? It's an outcome. It's just an outcome. And you need to look at the outcome. If it's not what you want, move on. Mm-hmm. If it is what you want, enjoy it. And then create another outcome. Then generate another outcome.
Another thing, Steve, that I've noticed is that sometimes what I thought was a failure today, after I sleep on it tomorrow, it looks like more like a success.
Is absolutely right. Be very suspicious of success and failure, because they they contain the other thing in them.
What's that?
Well, opposite.
Their own opposite. Say that again. Be very
suspicious of both success and failure, because contain their opposite inside them.
I like that. It's a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Exactly. Steve Chandler, Mr. Wonderful, we're glad to have you here today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Hope you'll come back again. Hope you have a good holiday.
All right, you too.
Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise, real soon. Don't forget to check out his books wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.